this program on KFGO this morning. I can't wait. What you Dougler teases in the radio business is called a good tease. I had to stick with this program because Doug's going to ask me a question. So what's the question?
I'm going to set it up.
Okay.
I'm going to set this up. Is again North Dakota native landlocked boy Doug Lear. I was working as a private lands biologist, Stanley, North Dakota, and a new private lands biologist, Donna DeFrancesco, moves to North Dakota. She's from New Jersey. And we end up at a training seminar in like Webster, South Dakota. We go to a restaurant in Webster, South Dakota. She's from New Jersey, and she orders the seafood platter because she's from the East Coast.
Sure.
And out comes a platter at the cafe in Webster, South Dakota, and it's got deep-fried fish sticks, deep-fried cod, deep-fried scallops, deep-fried clams, and she looks at it, and she's going, what is this? My setup to you is, in your travels, if you land in New York City or New Jersey, would you pay $20 for duck a la orange or whatever it might be called? Let me set you up. Okay.
Every year for the last several years, I've gone to Fort Myers, Florida, or Naples, Florida, either for work here at KFGO or just for vacationing for a few days.
Not south of Wahpeton, right?
Just south of Wahpeton. Okay. is Fort Myers. Actually, just south of Sisson, if you go a little bit further past the hills.
There you go. Okay.
But when I go there, I seek out seafood restaurants.
Sure.
Because it's on the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
And the exact opposite of what happened in Webster, South Dakota was that you go to a fishmonger's restaurant on Fort Myers Beach.
Yeah.
And they come out and they say, here's our fresh catch of the day. We have our own fleet of boats and we have our own dealers we work with. This was caught, you know, yesterday. It just came in or today. And so there, yes, I do. I have all kinds of fish still in my freezer, probably too much. And I can go out and catch more today and have fresh fish here in North Dakota, Minnesota. But when I go there to Florida, if I'm on the coast, I will order fresh seafood just because I like something different. I like the taste of fish. But would I go to New York City and order duck a la orange or whatever it is?
I have no idea what it is.
Probably not.
Yeah.
No, because I could call you or Jeff. Right. I'm not a duck hunter. I haven't duck hunted for years myself. I could call Jeff Katzer and say, hey, can I get five or four duck breasts? I want to try some fresh duck.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, is that what you're getting at?
Well, that's what I'm getting at is when we go back to, you know, what kind of the genesis of this conversation of appreciating wild game and fish for what they are, and you made a really good point earlier in the program when you said, you know, somebody will say, oh, I cooked up bass or I cooked up pike and it tasted so fishy. And you're like, but that's what it's supposed to taste like. You know, you give me a northern pike fried up in butter, and I don't need to mask any taste. If somebody left that northern pike in the live well from Friday night until Monday morning, it would taste fishy.
Again, yes.
Yeah, yeah. But I think when we talk about fish and wild game cooking and preparation, I think that's where a lot of people that grew up in North Dakota start to realize that, you know, if I take care of this stuff out in the field and I stop and think a little bit before I prepare it and before I cook it, I've got something in my hand that somebody in a 50th floor restaurant in New York City is going to pay $30 for this wild mouth. And they're probably marketing it as wild mallard.
And by the way, they're not wild either.
Right.
They're raised on a game, or they're raised on a farm in upstate New York.
Wild means that, you know, maybe they fought a little bit before they bought the farm.
No, they didn't.
They
probably just went and stuck their head in the noose. And that was. But interesting, though, a large part of the waterfowl history in Minnesota, especially, I'm not so sure about North Dakota, but Lake Christina and that area, we literally did used to provide Chicago and New York City and Philadelphia with wild ducks. There used to be market hunting on Lake Christina, on Leech Lake, on all these lakes out in Minnesota, which led to some of the game laws we have today, thankfully, by the way. But we did used to market, you know, Minnesota fresh canvasback.
Yep.
And it used to be on, you know, in Manhattan or whatever, Fifth Avenue or Park Avenue, whatever the fancy addresses are in New York City, that used to be an absolute delicacy for the Rockefellers and the whomever, Astors or whatever, to eat a canvasback from Lake Christina in Minnesota.
Isn't that interesting? That's really interesting to me, and it goes back into, you know, some of the history of Teddy Roosevelt and buffalo and bison, and as you mentioned, market hunting. One of the things that I like to throw out there, maybe not just a jab, but more of to make people think, is there's such a societal embracement of natural and organic. And I'll say, you know, I was eating natural and organic way before they had their own TV shows and their specials mm-hmm. about it, because it doesn't get much more natural than sharp-tailed grouse from the prairies of McIntosh County and Logan County. That is organic food.
Funny. We'll end it with here. We've got about a minute and a half left. But, and this is not a shot at my wife.
Although, it is a shot. When he says this is not a shot at my wife, that means it's a shot.
My daughter, Emma, used to say, "Dad, no offense, but, you know, that shirt's really ugly." And I said, "Emma, that just saying no offense doesn't give you a free pass." But I'm trying it this time. Not taking a shot at my wife. But you know, she won't try pheasant, or she won't try duck. And she sometimes wrinkles her nose if I don't deep fry the fish and these type of things. And the reason is because, well, oh, it's you know, who cleaned that? How did that get to our table? I said, well, I shot the pheasant, you know, last Saturday.
Yeah.
I cleaned it. I washed it. I put it in the refrigerator. Now I'm cooking it. It's probably dirty. I'm going, Michelle, what's dirtier or what's fresher?
Right.
Something that I got my hands on and cleaned myself and made sure that it was all good and fresh, or something that came out of a factory farm somewhere that went to a processing plant where it's a fact. Who, you have no idea what that cow went through or what that chicken went through, or what you have, it might have fell on the floor. Mm-hmm. It might have fell in a septic tank. It could have done anything. They stick it in a plastic wrap in the grocery store. Oh, it's good, clean food.
Fresh.
And that's fresh. Fine. I mean, whatever. But you're right. There's nothing fresher. There's nothing more organic than a prairie chicken or a grouse or a duck or a walleye or a perch. It's natural food.
Yep.
Can we get off our soapbox now?
Yeah, we can get off our soapbox. My short backside to that is, and I'm sure, I shouldn't say I'm sure, I won't even qualify anything. To me, one of the best tasting meals I have is from the backyard. This is totally legal. Backyard live trap rabbit to the grill. Live to the grill in probably 5 minutes. It doesn't get any fresher than that.
Thank you, Doug. Talk to you next week.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
You bet. Doug Lear at North Dakota Game and Fish and Tom Winn and Friend here on KFGO. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors. More to come. He can't even bait a hook.